Welcome to IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast. IFA Talk is for professional investors only. Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us for the latest episode of IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast, where we talk to people who matter about the things that matter in the world of financial services. I'm Brandon Russell, online writer here at IFA Magazine, and joining me on the podcast this week is our editor, Sue Whitbread.
Hello, everyone. And like Brandon said, welcome to this week's edition of IFA Talk. And we're talking about raising finance this week. We're talking particularly where advisors are looking to help older clients as well as those who aren't quite so old to raise finance. And it's becoming such an increasingly important part of the advice process. So that Brandon and I thought it was high time that we did a podcast on that topic. So I'm really pleased to say that our guest on IFA Talk today is Kay Westgarth. And Kay is Sales Director at Standard Life Home Finance. And we know that she's keen to raise awareness about the range of later life finance options, particularly for the over 55s, but not exclusively. Because there really does seem to be an assumption about borrowers and advisors both that equity release is really the only option for this age group. So we're really keen to hear what she has to say. So Kay, hello. Thank you very much for joining us today. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Sue. It's an absolute pleasure to join you and talk all things later life and what an exciting year we have ahead of us.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic introduction. Can you kick us off then? Just tell us a little bit about you and a bit about Standard Life Home Finance too for listeners who may not be that familiar with the organisation.
Certainly. So I am, as you said, Sales Director for Standard Life Home Finance. Have been in the later life market for over 5 years now, but in financial services for 35 years. So very long time. Love this industry and particularly love to grow with it into the later life lending market because to find those solutions for exactly the customers you spoke about, Sue, in your introduction, to give them the retirement plan that they really want and deserve is such a great thing to be involved in going forward. As for Standard Life Home Finance, we actually are quite new to this market. We launched 2.5 years ago, have had amazing reception and engagement from brokers and their customers because Standard Life as a brand is a very well-known brand. It has literally been here for hundreds of years.
Okay then, Kate, to kick us off there, with all the changes coming out of Consumer Duty, what responsibility do both lenders and advisors have in supporting their customers?
Thank you, Brandon. And there has been a plethora of changes in 2023. But ultimately, at the heart of all those changes is understanding the customer's motivations, their concerns, and from a lender's perspective or from an advisor's perspective, ensuring that we have the products to support those is of paramount importance to us. So what the recent regulatory changes brought just prompted an example of looking closer at how financial advice and lending products are offered. You mentioned, Sue, about it being to equity release in particular for the over 55s, but not just for over 55s because different younger people are looking for more options. And I think one of the things that we want to always say about the new changes that came in last year is it's not TCF on, it is so much more than that. And I think we need to stress that. So as well as, yes, treating customers fairly, it's all about providing customers with greater outcomes. That is the main theme for those regulatory changes. So that could be affordability led, looking at suitability, a sound understanding of the product that you've presented to that customer and making sure that the product you recommend is the correct one for them. So really all about consider alternative options and not just looking at, oh, equity release is the way forward. So, but all at the heart of all of it is the customer outcome.
Yeah, well, that's music to my ears there, Kay, because as you say, basically client comes first. I wonder then, following on from that, what do you think it is that advisors need to consider when they're speaking to customers about affordability and their appetite to make payments? And then I wonder how you think this might actually impact their ability to achieve those better customer outcomes and that you just talked to now in the conversation with Brandon.
Yeah, so I think for advisors, they really need to get a good understanding of the range of later life products that are out there and available to their customers and how they fit that affordability spectrum that the regulator has highlighted from last year. 2023 was a challenging year in the later life market. Some of the propositions reduced, some changed by way of their appetite and what they wanted to look at. So actually to bring back that broker muscle memory, 2024, we've really kicked off a lot around education. Want to ensure that they've got the tools, processes, things are still simple for them to use. So if we look at one of our distribution partners in AIR, for example, who have the Navigator tool and Safer Tracks. So it's helping them understand how that can benefit on the back of the regulatory change, but also benefit their customer. So always having that look, I suppose, at different options. I think a lot of people in the past have perhaps looked at the headline rate as being that's the be all and end all. And I think going forward, it's very much around the total cost of borrowing as being paramount to the customer. And I think for that, it's understanding the fact that as we talk about affordability and total cost of borrowing, the benefits of customers servicing the interest, not just for them, but also for their beneficiaries, for their families. I think that's when we go into a market that's probably slightly higher interest rate than it has been in previous years that kind of equity release advisors would be used to. That increase in rates really brings the prevalence of servicing that sort of debt to the fore. And I think that is really important both for us as a lender, but also for the broker.
You are listening to IFA Talk, IFA Magazine's weekly podcast. Subscribe to us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts to be notified as soon as a new episode becomes available. And follow us on LinkedIn, Twitter and Instagram at IFA Magazine.
You mentioned there, Kay, about the range of products that have changed and that there have been some changes, particularly last year. I wonder, could you just highlight what those products actually are, maybe just expand a little bit there?
Yeah, certainly. So I think if we look at the changes, some of the products, if you think they reviewed loan to value, they also reviewed the ability to what ERCs is something that we look at. So early redemption charge that you look at within our market, downsizing options, the ability to service. So those are the sort of things that people are looking for other than just a good headline grabbing rate, because now it's so important if customers go into their later life that they consider the full suite of options that are available to them.
And you also mentioned about other products, the alternatives to equity release. So what would be the other ones that advisors really need to have on their radar?
So I think it depends on the permissions that particular advisors have. So you will have ones that are already looking at residential mortgages, REOs, TOs, various options that are there for them. But I think what's exciting is as this market evolves, where that evolution of the later life products actually go to.
Diving a bit more into the products then. So what do advisors need to know about product innovation in the market and how is Standard Life Home Finance supporting this?
Well, Brandon, this is the bit I'm most excited to talk about in relation to our new product. But if I look at what advisors need to know to understand that to your first part of the question, later life lending, it is a complex environment and it's rapidly evolving. They need more flexibility. They need consumer-focused options. So the sort of things we were speaking to Sue about in the last part of the conversation. And really the economic uncertainties that perhaps some would say we had last year is being able to adapt your lending style to those new products. So we want to work closely with advisors to be able to signpost all of those options and to expand that advice on both on the product and also the service offering. Keeping in mind that flexibility around affordability is important. But as we said, the ultimate goal for all advisors and lenders is to achieve the most suitable outcome based not only on the customer's needs, but their preferences and their circumstances. So Standard Life Home Finance, how are we trying to support this? We've launched our new Horizon Interest Reward product to market at the end of January. it's appealed to traditional equity release customers, but those who have an appetite to make contractual repayments instead of optional voluntary repayments. And as a result of that, from this new product, they will receive a lower interest rate. But also, we don't want to exclude, we spoke about kind of residential mortgages and other people within this market. So we don't want to exclude them. So what you may find is I have affordability to repay some element, but not every element of a traditional mortgage. And this is where something like Horizon Interest Rewards comes in, because it enables them to pay part payment, an optional payment, but perhaps not the full amount that their mortgage lender was asking them for. So that's been really well received, and brokers and their firms have engaged with it fantastically well. So if they commit to make a monthly interest payment for a specific term, they will reduce the total cost of borrowing on a discounted rate and ultimately save themselves thousands of pounds in compound interest, which I think, as we opened the call, there is some people have seen that as a challenge within the equity release market, the roll-up and how compound interest works. And this allows us to alleviate that problem both within the market, but ultimately for the customer.
So, okay, we're rapidly getting to the end of the conversation here today. And one final thought from me, which is about the higher interest rate environment that we've been experiencing now for goodness, the last 18 months or so. And I wonder how has that impacted the market?
I think as we come out of 2023 into 24, we've got a much more balance and acceptance of where interest rates are. I think following the economy latter part of 2022, when we looked at it, it came out of that space with almost a nervousness of what is the new norm when it comes to interest rates. And it took the market a little while to settle down to that. So when you had experienced rates in 2022 of sub 4%, for example, Sue, I think as we've got into 23 and we've got a balance of where that would actually look both for the traditional mortgage market and the later life market, I think it's understanding that it isn't just about the headline rate anymore. It's much more about the operational, the service, the options within that proposition and within those products that people need to look at. And that's not just later life. I think that's for all products.
That makes good sense to me, Kay. Thank you. And that's it for today, everyone. Thank you for listening in today. We hope you found the conversation with Kay of interest, and obviously I'm sure they'd be delighted to hear from you with any specific queries. But Kay, thank you for joining us today. It's been great to talk to you, and hopefully we'll talk to you again, and we hope that people have taken over in some of the messages you've relayed on today about considering the range of products, about the total cost of borrowing, about the importance of identifying client needs also. So thank you.
IFA Talk is for investment professionals only. All material has been carefully checked for accuracy, but no responsibility can be accepted for inaccuracies. Wherever appropriate, independent research and whatever necessary legal advice should be sought before acting on any information contained in this podcast. And value of investments and income from them can go down as well as up. You may not get back the amount you originally invested.